واحد عدد غسيل هيك.
A thick wad of £20 notes flies through a money counting machine in a small office in the East End of London. Five or six people are crowded at a glass fronted counter, all waiting to send money to Somalia. The man at the counter takes down the details of the various recipients. They'll get their money tomorrow. In a corner by a bright green wall, three women in headscarves are sitting around a low wooden table.
My name is Ayan Saeed. Usually I send about $100 a month.
How helpful is that?
That is extremely helpful. My grandparents are very old and they don't have any other income.
For us, to save money is not an issue. What's an issue is to allow your relatives to live in a dignity life. So instead of bringing them into UK, I never brought no one into UK. I give them a dignity of life, and it's a sacrifice I've made.
Britain's 100,000-strong Somali community sends home remittances worth hundreds of millions of pounds a year via money transfer businesses like this one. But later this week, Barclays Bank is to close down the accounts of 250 of these companies, following the lead of other major British banks that have already pulled out of the sector. Abdirashed Dwale is head of Dahab Shil, which facilitates money transfers between 150 countries.
Just imagine somebody living in Somalia who used to receive their income through Dahab Shil to pay the medical fee, to pay food they live on, and all of a sudden that money is not available for them because of the bank decision here. That will be a disaster. It's not good for the UK banks. It's not good for the UK reputation to cut off a lifeline that millions of Somalis rely on.
When the most ruthless of the Mexican drug cartels wanted to hide their money, they went to HSBC.
Se lavaron miles de millones de dólares provenientes del narcotráfico.
Drug lords, terrorists and rogue nations.
Ever since HSBC was fined more than £1 billion by the US authorities back in December over failing to prevent money laundering in Mexico, British banks have been withdrawing services to money transfer agencies. The fear of future fines, it seems, is what's behind all this. In a statement, Barclays says some money service businesses don't have proper checks in place to spot criminal activity involving money laundering and terrorist financing. It's a point echoed by the British Bankers Association.
In the past, some remittance businesses have been unwittingly infiltrated by criminals, terrorist financiers, people who are on the banned sanctions lists.
Sally Scott is deputy head of the BBA. She says the banks need reassurance from both the government and money transfer companies to re-engage with the money transfer sector.
It would be helpful for banks if law enforcement and regulators were able to be a little more transparent with the banks as to why this type of business they deem high risk. Because in understanding that better, banks could make better judgments about the extent to which they can do business. I think we also concluded that there's a lot the BBA could do to help money remitters themselves meet the standards that the banks are more comfortable with.
Back in May, the British government held a major conference aimed at boosting aid for Somalia. It's now holding talks with banks, regulators and money transfer businesses aimed at finding a solution